Cam and Edmonton, you've actually ridden a tandem.
Yes, I have.
How'd you go?
I'm a pretty good bike rider.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think, especially when I was younger, and this happened when I was, you know, sort of primary school age.
Cam, can I ask, are you still friends with the person that you rode tandem with, or did it wreck the relationship?
It changed a little bit.
Right.
Made me realise how reckless this guy was. But he was like, yeah, jump on the back. And I'm like, okay. And I thought, oh, I'll be fine. And he takes me down these skilly alleys between houses, down this really steep hill.
Okay.
And I freaked because I'm one of those people, and if you're the same, that if you're on the passenger seat in the car,
yep.
Your foot goes through the floor when you're trying to brake the people.
No, especially when you're driving with a person who's a late breaker.
Yeah.
It's like, now, come on, come on.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mm. So you weren't in control. You were the stoker on the back of the bike then, in the second seat.
Yes. Not so stoked. He went straight down this hill and then straight out onto the road with not looking at any cars coming or anything. And just, we were flying, we were going so fast. We did not use brakes at all. There was nothing.
Richard in Menunda, good morning.
Good morning.
So you actually, years ago, you and a mate built a tandem bike.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, me and my mate. And we made a stupid idea. We'll ride to the top of Coppolo. and had no gears, it's just a single speed with a back pedal brake.
God.
How long did it take you to get up Coppolo?
I think about a couple of hours it took us.
Richard, did you actually make it? Did you actually get up there, or did you walk part of the way? Or because, I mean, that is...
No, we rode all the way up.
That is a tough ride without gears as well.
Yeah. On the way down, we had a bit of problem because we only had a back pedal brake, and about halfway down, I said to Scott, we got a problem with the brakes, and he said, what? And I said, we got no brakes. There was nothing
That's a big problem.
He said, just shove your foot on the tyre. So we both... howling down the Coppolo range and, with the feet on the tyres trying to slow down.
God, that is scary.
Oh, that's frightening.
That is really scary.
Yeah, when we got to the bottom, we wore out two sets of shoes. Because we had to change feet on the way down. We wore out one shoe and then on the other side, wore out the other shoe.